You're listening to SBS News.
Chants of five more years rang out as French President Emmanuel Macron took to the stage at his campaign headquarters following the first round of voting on Sunday. He came out on top but is to face the far-right nationalist Marine Le Pen in the second round decider to be held on April 24th.
I want a France that resolutely fights against Islamist separatism, but which, through secularism, allows everyone to believe or not to believe to exercise their religion. And not a France that prevents Muslims or Jews from eating as prescribed by their religion. This is not us. I want a France that brings progress for everyone, for our elders and for our young, for workers, for families, for women, and especially single mothers, for the precarious.
President Macron scored better than most analysts and polls had predicted, winning 28% of the vote. But Ms. Le Pen's more than 24% gives her supporters plenty of hope for the coming fortnight. It's the second time that the pair's sharply opposing visions for France are offered. Mr. Macron's decisive victory in 2017 made him at 39 the country's youngest ever president. But there's no guarantee this time the outcome will be the same. President Macron, a political centrist, is bracing for a far tougher runoff battle. Ms. Le Pen is promising seismic shifts for France, both domestically and internationally, if she's elected as the country's first female president.
Le peuple français s'est exprimé.
The people of France have spoken and given me the honour of qualifying for the second round against the exiting president. To the millions of voters who trusted in me, I want to express my most sincere gratefulness. I take full measure of this responsibility with humility. I see hope.
J'y vois l'espoir.
Marine Le Pen's score in the first round was higher than it was 5 years ago. She steadily gained support after campaigning hard on the cost of living crisis and inflation, which has become French voters' biggest concern. But her core values remain.
I will ensure national independence to make France a country of peace. I will bring back France's sovereignty in all areas, which means the freedom for the French people to decide for themselves and defend their interests. I will control immigration and re-establish security for all.
President Macron accuses her of pushing an extremist manifesto of racist, ruinous policies, highlighting her promises to roll back rights for Muslims and drastically reduce immigration from outside of Europe. Marine Le Pen is the youngest daughter of Jean-Marie Le Pen, who was president of what was then the Front National Party for nearly 40 years. He ran but failed in five French presidential races. In 2011, Ms. Le Pen took over as party president and immediately set about cleaning up its image, expelling members for racist and anti-Semitic remarks or for defending Philippe Pétain, head of France's Nazi-collaborating Vichy government in the 1940s. She even threw out her own father in 2015. Marine Le Pen is both a social and economic nationalist, who until the recent invasion of Ukraine was an open admirer of Russian President Vladimir Putin, in stark contrast to Mr. Macron.
During this first round, the French people played referee between two opposite visions for the future of our country. Either division, injustice and disorder imposed by Emmanuel Macron for the benefit of a few, or the rally of French people around social justice and protection, guaranteed by a brotherly frame set around the thousand-year-old idea of nations and people. All those whom today did not vote for Emmanuel Macron are, of course, called upon to join this rally.
Meanwhile, supporters of the hard left firebrand Jean-Luc Mélenchon were disappointed as the projections showed their candidate finishing out of the runoff in third place with about 21% of the vote. One of 10 other presidential candidates in the race, Mr. Mélenchon had strong support amongst the country's youth, like student Mela Embel.
It's catastrophic. We have again Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen in the second tour. We have to worry about upcoming debates. I'm so disappointed and disgusted. We won't be talking about social justice and ecology.
President Macron is now trying to draw in the Mélenchon supporters.
J'invite solennellement.
I solemnly invite our fellow citizens, whatever their sensibilities and whatever their choices were in the first round, to join us. Some of them will do so to block the extreme right, and I am fully aware that this will not be worth the support of the project that I carry, and I respect it. I know that this is the choice made, for example, by Jean-Luc Mélenchon.
All major candidates, except for the far-right television pundit Éric Zemmour, who finished fourth, have called for the French people to vote tactically to keep out Ms. Le Pen in the second round. Valérie Pécresse, who is the candidate for the Republicans, France's centre-right party, expressed her disappointment at coming fifth in the first round of the race, but urged voters to put their support behind President Macron.
Je voterai en conscience Emmanuel Macron pour empêcher l'arrivée au pouvoir de Marine Le Pen.
I will vote in conscience Emmanuel Macron to prevent the arrival in power of Marine Le Pen and the chaos that would result. I have said it. I do not own the votes that have been cast for me, but I ask the voters who have honoured me with their trust to weigh in the coming days with gravity the potentially disastrous consequences for our country and for future generations of any choice different from mine that he would consider for the second round.
Tout choix différent du mien qu'ils envisageraient pour le second tour.
Addressing supporters, President Macron made a final call for unity.
Je souhaite tendre la main à tous ceux qui veulent travailler.
I wish to extend my hand to all those who want to work for France. I am ready to invent something new, to bring together the various convictions and sensitivities in order to build with them a common action in the service of our nation for the years to come. It is our duty. I want to convince them in the days to come that our project responds much more solidly than that of the extreme right to their fears and the challenges of the times. Count on me.
Tina Quinn, SBS News.